Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Janine Gingrass is a proud family matriarch and New Hampshire native who's traveled far and wide, completed her new book, Creative Whispers, a carefully composed collection of personal poetry designed with the help of those most important in her life. Each poem tells of her experiences in a way readers can relate to and draw hope from. And Janine Gingrass, author of the critically acclaimed Creative Whispers, joins us on This Week in America. Janine, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much. It's really great to be here.
Looking forward to this, talking about the remarkable job you've done with this book, Creative Whispers, and the reviews have been excellent. First of all, let's talk about your writing. How long have you been writing?
I started writing, I was early teens, I would say like around 13, 14. They were little poems and I just kept going. As I felt things, I would turn around and just put it on paper.
That's interesting.
Never felt good enough to publish them until recently.
Well, you should have published before this because the work is touching people in so many different ways, as we'll talk about during the conversation. Talk about the way the book is put together and laid out. Pictures in the book. How did you go about putting this collection together?
To put them together, I just went through the collection I have. I kept them all. Some of them are on napkins. Some of them are on different things around the house. And I just picked and chose and picked them. That was it. And as far as the creative writing, a lot of them, I felt like I was being whispered. I would have an emotion, and I would ask my spirit guide to help me, and the words would come through from my thought to paper without having to critique anything, and that happened quite often.
Well, it's interesting because you said in doing this that you felt it was spiritually guided. Talk about that. Sometimes we get messages and we're not quite sure where they're coming from. You listen to yours and the end result is creative whispers. Sometimes you can be communicated with like that, can't you?
Yes, you can. I have been using my spirit guide for many, many years. I realized who he was. I called him my angels and I would ask for guidance, and all of a sudden the words would just come straight through. And that happens throughout my whole life. When I want to get past an anger or a frustration, I will ask for help and I get it. And it helps me calm myself down.
The book is Creative Whispers, we're talking about, by Janine Gingrass, and that's G-I-N-G-R-A-S. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Janine's website is janinegingrass.com, G-I-N-G-R-A-S, and I'll give you that throughout the program, and it's on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What do you hope people get from reading the book, Creative Whispers? What do you hope the takeaway is?
I'm hoping that we get a lot of healing. When I lost my husband, I had so many emotions that I didn't know how to deal with. By writing, I was able to get past it. And I'm hoping that these words will help someone else get past whatever's happening in their life.
You know, that's interesting because you can take the emotions that you feel and express those and make maybe other people feel more comfortable because they feel maybe they're alone in going through this and be touched by some of the poetry you have in your book, Creative Whispers. You mentioned that you've been writing for a while. Didn't know if it was good enough you wanted to publish a book, but you've been writing for a long time. Why did you decide to publish now?
I used to have my family members listen to my reading. And I don't think many of them really understood poetry, and they would brush it aside. So because I wasn't getting a positive feedback, I actually just put the poems away thinking, well, if I can't touch my family with these words, then I can't touch anyone else. And then all of a sudden, it's like, I'm going to try it. I set up 4 manuscripts, and I sent them out. And even when I was at the post office, I almost walked out. Because I still didn't have the courage to send them out.
Oh, yes.
My granddaughter was with me, and we walked right back in and sent them out. And I wasn't rejected at all. Everyone wanted to publish my poems. So then I knew I was good enough.
That's an amazing story, and how it almost didn't happen. So you would exited the post office. You were ready to go, okay, this isn't going to work. I don't need to do this, and talked into it and went back. And the result is Creative Whispers. I love the title. I think you touched on that a little bit before in another question. How did you decide on the title?
I asked for help again. My angels helped me decide how to set it up and make it so that people would enjoy it or go to it for a reason. And the Creative Whispers basically tells my story.
And it's something we can all relate to, which is another aspect of this book that is so well received by people, because there is that authenticity, that relatability that comes across in Janine's book, Creative Whispers. Now, you've written another book, I understand, as well, correct?
I'm in the process of doing a second volume, and I'm going to keep it Creative Whispers, Volume 2, and I have enough to do a third one.
So once these ideas start coming, is that like you carry a legal pad with you? Well, you mentioned a napkin, so wherever you are, you can sort of write these down. You never know, do you?
No, I don't. Exactly. That's what happens. All of a sudden, the inspiration comes through, and I have to find a pen and something to write on, and that's what I do. I've got some inside my phone. I have some in my iPad. I have them everywhere.
When they come, you can't sort of rely on your memory, because isn't it, you sort of, especially with a poem, I would think you sort of capture the essence of the poem. And if you don't record it right then, you're probably going to lose it.
Right. Exactly what happens. If I don't write it down immediately, within an hour, it's like it's completely gone, because what I'm feeling is also gone. And so it disappears completely until I get that feeling back.
What are some of the themes that you address in Creative Whispers? And I'll ask that and then ask you to read a couple of poems from the book. What are some of the topics, the themes that you touch on in Creative Whispers?
Well, I will read to you the first one of the ones I wrote many years ago. My son's friend, his sister lost a one-month-old baby, and he asked me to write a poem. And what I did is I asked for help, and this is what came about. It's called My Little Man. I whispered a prayer for you today, as I watched your fragile body lay, wrapped in linen so soft, so white, struggling with each breath, holding tight. God gave us an angel for just a short time. We are blessed to have known you as we question why. You'll be with us forever in our hearts, our minds, on the road that we travel until it's our time. We will find you in flowers as they bloom in the spring, snuggle you warmly as the snows begin. We will wake in the morning as the sun forms your smile. Our lives will be empty, our souls filled with pride. Someday we will meet in a world far away, where God and his angels want you to play. When that day comes, we will walk hand in hand. Until then, good night, my little man.
Boy, so beautifully done. What a memory you have there. That had to mean so much to you in writing it, and the family members. That's the beauty of poetry, isn't it? It reaches out, and maybe we can't find the right words, but in poetry, you find the right words that are very comforting.
Yes. Yes, I agree. There are times when you don't know how to express yourself, and you have that anger and you have that joy and a mixture of everything that goes on in your life. And my way, like I said earlier, was through poetry and being able to read something that will hit home and help me through it.
Well, it helps others that may be going through a similar circumstance that Janine is going through, and reading how she puts the words down, her thoughts down, may help us get through our difficulties, because we're not as articulate and we're just not thinking in those lines. And when it's there, it's like, yes, that's beautiful. That really, really captures what my thought was in that set of circumstances. The book is Creative Whispers by Janine Gingras. That's G-I-N-G-R-A-S. Read us another poem, if you would, please.
Okay. It's called A Sister's Love. I have four sisters, and we're close, but not real close. And when I wrote this poem, I wanted to touch them along with my mom, who wanted to touch her sisters. It's called A Sister's Love. A heart filled with compassion, a smile of wit and charm. A sister's love will never leave. Time will still move on. Together we can move the world with love so strong and deep. As we watch the years go by, though we seldom speak, we'll always be there with our strength when tears of sorrow fall, bringing in a smile or two as laughter fills the hall. A sister's love will always speak louder than her words. Love is always stronger than a gesture never heard. Today I write the feelings I have always felt inside. I love you, my dear sister, with deep happiness and pride.
Boy, that expresses it so well for you. And I'm just thinking of so many people that would relate to that, you know, have similar relationships, and you just maybe not as close as you think you should be. And that summarizes your thoughts. And what was the reaction of the sisters when they read the poem?
They were very silent, and a couple of them had a tear.
Yes.
Because we never express how we really feel. And that one did. And a lot of them hung them on their walls.
Well, I can, through poetry.
My mom loved it enough that she gave it to all her sisters.
Very good. It's so often you can say something through poetry that you stumble through in trying to put words together. And suddenly in poetry, it takes on a whole new life and expresses what you are attempting to say in an eloquent way. I understand your favorite poem is Shining Journey. Maybe you could read that for us as well. And why is that the favorite out of all these?
Well, after my husband passed, I found myself about 6 months later really, really missing him. And that day I decided that I put it on paper, and this is what came out. A smile engaging, sweetness scent, words of wisdom, strong in strength. Sorrowful tears appear each day, comfort feelings on display. Life goes on, strength that's found. Days go by, nights so long. I close my eyes, I find your smile, a comfort I can't live without. My dreams are far and few between. I miss you so, please bring me peace. I long for arms you shared with strength to wrap me in your warm embrace, to laugh and cry, exchange our words, to shop and figure out our world. You've traveled to a place of peace with beauty that surrounds. I'll join you someday with a smile once my work on earth is done. God's embrace will help me through the misery of losing you, knowing that someday we'll meet together in his love complete. Wings to carry into flight, warmth, wisdom, strength, delight. God's embracing arms of love into heaven's perfect light.
Boy, that's so heartfelt and so well done. What did that mean to you to write that, to be able to express those thoughts in that beautiful way? Was that part of the getting through, attempting to get through the grief process? I would assume that was
Yes.
a big help in being able to do that.
Yes, it did. It helped me to remember that I will see him again, and his life was complete, and mine is not yet. And when it is, we'll meet again in another realm.
I mentioned the poems in Creative Whispers are very heartfelt, and we can draw hope from them as well. Even in that particular poem, Shining Journey, talking about Janine's husband, we can draw some hope, can't we? That you give us an emotion that we're trying to deal with, and you give us some hope with it as well.
Yes.
The book is Creative Whispers. You'll find the book available. The obvious place would be Janine's website, which is JanineGrass.com. Of course, Amazon, the usual places. Just remember Creative Whispers, and you Google that. You'll find information on the book, and we've got it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Mentioned the sisters that you have with the siblings and this talent that you have from an early age. Do you have any other siblings that are writers?
Yes, I do. My youngest sister, she is now in the process of writing a book on things that have happened in her life that she's hoping will help someone else. Hopefully within the year or so, she will have it completed. But it's coming out really well from what she has read to me. And she also has a poem that will be in the new book. And I also have two nieces, a niece and nephew. One was at the age of 7, and he was at the age of 10, who wrote poems, submitted them to the radio station, and won awards.
Fantastic.
And those will also be in that new book.
So tapping in at a very young age, and sometimes people get a little closer to our age when they decide to do this and they're able to tackle it and do it successfully.
I convinced them. I convinced them to do that. I says, I'm going to publish you, and then you can go from there. In fact, the 10-year-old, he has a daughter who's 10 and is an artist, and her picture will be with the poem that he wrote when he was 10.
Ah, fantastic. Where did
it'll be really cool.
Where did this talent come? They have you for inspiration to draw from as they're pursuing art and pursuing certainly writing poetry. Who inspired you at an early age? Where did you pick up this desire for poetry?
I just had to figure out a way to deal with what was going on at the time in my life. I never actually, I'll be honest with you, when I would have to learn poetry in grammar school, I hated it.
I can relate, yes.
I could not understand it. I would have to critique it, and it meant nothing to me. So when I started writing, I was determined that people were going to understand what I was saying instead of using big words, so that you had to figure out what they meant. But I hated poetry.
You know, so many of us, I shouldn't speak for them, but I know for me, hated, didn't quite understand it. It was never quite clear what the meaning was. And I guess that's part of the fascination with poetry, is however the reader interprets it is the way it is. But sometimes it would be confusing. And I guess that's part of the relatability factor. Well, I know it is, that people talk about with Creative Whispers, is because we understand what you're talking about. The three poems you read, you capture us from the beginning and take us all the way through that whole gamut of emotions you run through. So how difficult is it to break the poem down into words and thoughts and emotions that are relatable?
There are some that are harder than others, but like I had mentioned earlier, I ask for spiritual help. They give me the words that I need to get through it. It just flows right through.
It's just
most of them I don't have to critique at all.
Do you write like every day, or just sort of when the ideas come to you?
When the emotions bring me to it. Not every day you have an up or down day. It's when something happens or you see something that inspires it, and then you start to write.
As the people that read Creative Whispers, they learn something, life slows down for them, they're able to sort out their emotions. What's it like for you in reading these? Let's go back to in writing these, all of these topics that you've taken on, very emotional topics. Is it sort of therapeutic for you to write these?
Yes. It helps me deal with whatever's going on at the time.
Well, you do such a wonderful job in doing that. The book is Creative Whispers. Janine Gingras, Gingras, is the author and our guest on the program. You'll find the book available at Amazon, the usual places. Janine's website is janinegingras.com. All of that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Janine, a pleasure having you on the program. You mentioned the second book. When do you think that'll be out?
I'm hoping to get it to the publishers by the end of this year.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm in the process of, I've got a lot of them already done, but it's critiquing them and making sure that it's right where I want it.
Well, the way this year is going, it won't be that long. It'll be time for the book to come out because it's moving by way so quickly. And I hope we have a chance to talk about that as well. That will be Creative Whispers, book 2, book 1 out, available and touching so many people. Creative Whispers, Janine Gingrass. Janine, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Congratulations on the success of the book and being able to help so many people in such a positive way. Thank you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. The book is Creative Whispers by Janine Gingrass. The book is available at the usual places, her website, JanineGingrass.com. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.